This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Continuing with the Thursday celebration of life, the 6th of July is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Show, an experience that you will remember because of our perspectives on what's going on. Jenna has the television report in a matter of moments. First, though, some people in the news. Alicia Hunter. Anybody know who Alicia Hunter is? It's a remarkable story.
No. Nope.
Alicia, you know the story?
I don't know.
All right. The youngest known breast cancer survivor is Alicia Hunter. Lives in Ontario, Canada. She's 3 years old.
Oh.
She had a juvenile strain. I've never heard of that. Never. Juvenile strain of breast cancer. Most common type of cancer among American women. Skin cancer right up there now as well. This is the second leading cause of cancer death after lung cancer. The first operation to use anesthesia was breast cancer surgery. Incidence of breast cancer highest in more developed countries. What does it mean? Isn't that interesting? We refer to to them as more developed, but yet they have more problems. We have more problems because we are, quote-unquote, developed. Maybe it's more to our advantage to live in some undeveloped place, wherever that might be, in deepest, darkest Africa or something. But breast cancer is a disease of modern times. And it not only affects us, but apparently you can get it, what you do to your body before you have children or as you're pregnant can affect, as this circumstance with Alicia Hunter proves.
Yeah, what you're exposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, remember there were all those cancer clusters? I think it was in the 80s. You heard about stories with power lines.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Cancer clusters.
Oh, my God. The diodes or whatever it is.
Whatever,
thrown
yeah.
off by. Yeah.
Right. And then the Aaron Brockovich water stuff with all those cancer clusters. One was not far from me in New Jersey. Yeah. That was the John Travolta movie, A Civil Action, was based on that case down there. But, yeah, it's so much of our cancer is environmental. And the
lawyers were from Massachusetts that were involved in that case.
Oh, were they?
In New Jersey,
oh, yeah.
You're talking about. Yeah, exactly. You know, I would say this to you. My former wife died as the impact of breast cancer was felt through her last 21 years. She discovered she had it when she was 44, lived to be 65, and she said to me once.
But it was a rough 20 years, right?
Yeah, it was a rough 20 years. And she claimed that her doctor told her that one of the reasons that she got, there are three reasons to get it. It's heredity, it's what you eat, it's the stress level that you have in your life.
Hmm.
Now, what you eat sometimes combined with what you're exposed to.
Right.
And what you're exposed to, on the farm, there were things that Tony brought to the surface that I never much thought of. Back in the 70s, we weren't as aware of what was on the farm, pesticides, the things that we used to, you know, to take care of the animals, that kind of stuff. And so I always kind of wondered in the back of my mind whether there was some of that that got in there as well. Don't know, couldn't prove it, but it was one of those things that you think about and think, oh, what if it had been different under whatever circumstance?
It's hard to play that game, that's for
yep,
sure.
Yep, it is. Yep. All right, here's the story of William McFarland, the Fyre Festival, luxury music event in the Bahamas. You've heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
No? Have you or not?
Oh, yeah. Kara, I know she and I talked about this, too. Yeah, it was a disaster.
Federal wire charges have been filed against McFarland. He was arrested, as a matter of fact, in Manhattan. According to the attorney's office, he misrepresented financial documents to investors, promised a life-changing music festival, but delivered a disaster. Mm-hmm. So that's what you were talking about. When the Fyre Festival took place in the Bahamas in April, it was a dud.
Yep.
Apparently,
people
right?
Paid people paid a lot of
thousands of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People paid a lot of money and got nothing for it. That he also paid a lot of celebrities to promote it who weren't even there. Kendall Jenner was another one. She got paid like $250,000 to post about it on Instagram, and she wasn't even there.
Yeah.
It was a huge mess.
Right.
But it just seemed like there was something shady behind it, too. It didn't seem like it was just mismanaged and it went badly. It just seemed like there was something else going on.
But this, though, he could face 20 years in jail.
Yeah.
It's like sending Bernie Madoff to jail. What in the world good does it do to put these people in jail? You put them in a public service job, or you put them in some supervised circumstance where they can use their skill to make money to pay back the people who have been screwed. Why
sure
is that such a difficult concept to...
Yeah. Pay back the debts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I partially agree, although I'm not sure that this guy really has that many skills to share, considering everything that he said he had done. Like, what did he say? They had, like, millionaire investors and all of this other stuff, and then their stock was only worth, like, $5,000 or something, as compared to $2 million.
Yeah, he's no Bernie Madoff.
So I'm not sure he's all that skilled in what he thinks he's skilled at, because he lied about all of it, but whether he goes to jail for a long time, I don't really know that that does anything either.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the story of Taizo Yamuchi, T-A-I-Z-O-A-Y-A-M-U-C-H-I, Taizo Yamuchi. All right, so Taizo is 27 months old. His mother paid for a seat for him to accompany her on a flight from Houston to Boston the other day. And as a matter of fact, she paid, because it was a last-minute trip, almost $1,000 for a seat. She was on her way to a summer teacher conference being held this week in Boston. So he was sitting next to her in the middle seat, and yeah, not bad. Anyway, he's having fun. They're playing, and then the fun, the mood changed. Oh, did I tell you this was United Airlines? Shirley, the mother, was told by the flight attendant that she had to carry her son in her lap because somebody had been given a boarding pass for his seat. He came onto the plane. He showed his boarding card. Well, Shirley showed the boarding card for her son. No, the plane's about to take off. The guy sits in the seat, and she has to hold the child in her lap for the flight from Houston to Boston. The flight attendant said, well, that's what they told us at the gate, shrugged her shoulders and walked away. So, did I mention this was a United Airlines flight?
You did.
So, she held her son on her lap. He's 25 pounds. He was uncomfortable. That's why I bought him his own seat.
A little over 2 years old, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and by the way, this is against United's own rules. Any child over two has to have his own seat. That's why
that was
going to
be my next question, yeah.
Yeah. The mother holds her son for 3.5 hours. The FAA has gotten involved because they say your arms are not capable of holding your child during unexpected turbulence, especially a child that's this size.
Right. Oh, that's right, because he has no seatbelt or anything.
No seatbelt.
He's just hanging out.
Right, yep. So she said she was asked when she got off the plane, because she went public with this on her social media accounts. And so the first question she got from somebody is, why didn't you speak up? And she said, because of the United incident with David Dow, the
she
guy who was
get
dragged.
On video.
No. So she remembered all those incidents with United. She said, I don't even know why I bought a ticket, except United is the only one that flies direct from Houston to Boston, so that's why I bought the ticket. I felt uncomfortable. I didn't want anything to happen to me or to my son.
Hmm.
What a bunch of boneheads they are there. Their response is... press, of course, getting a hold of this, and the United spokesperson said, quote, on a recent flight from Houston to Boston, we inaccurately scanned the boarding pass of Ms. Yamuchi's son. As a result, her son's seat appeared not to be checked in. Staff released his seat to another customer. Ms. Yamuchi held her son for the flight. We apologize to her and her son for this experience. We're refunding her son's ticket. You dumb...
Just the son's ticket?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, how stupid.
How dumb are they? Their customer service game is so off kilter at United.
Oh, my God.
You would think they'd be walking the line after all the bad PR, but they don't.
No. They just don't care.
Wow.
And the guy, by the way, the thing that really annoyed this woman is she found out this guy was an employee of United, and he paid $75 for the ticket for that seat she'd paid $1,000 for.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how stupid these people are? It defies...
Wasn't it also United, the little girl wasn't allowed... She was sitting in the first row after first class or business class, and she wasn't allowed to use the bathroom, and then...
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks... Yeah.
That was also United?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, you know, we just got back from Mexico and flew American both ways, and I saw... I think three different times on our various flights, a mother with a young child coming up into first class asking if they could use the bathroom, and the American flight attendants were like, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah. It wasn't even an issue.
Right.
But I guess United wanted to have a hard line on that, too.
Good for them.
Unreal.
Television report next here.
Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
So the theme from Hawaii 5-0, Jennifer, brings us around to talking about what a lot of people who are TV fans of Hawaii 5-0, I like the music more than anything else. I think the show is a little light. Mm-hmm. But I have watched it with some regularity, and a couple of the character actors, Daniel Day-Kim, who was in Lost, Grace Park, I don't know where she came from, but they were both mainstays of Hawaii 5-0, but they weren't the stars, but they thought they were. So they told the producers at CBS, if you don't pay us, would you pay Alex O'Loughlin and Khan? What's his first name? Scott Khan? Yeah, Scott.
Scott, Khan. That's right. Yeah. I keep wanting to say James, but that's Daddy.
If you don't pay us what they're getting, we're out of here. So guess what?
They're out of here.
Yeah.
I understand. Look, you got to ask for what you think you're worth, and they did, and they were.
But they aren't the mainstays of the show.
They're not the main characters. No. You're right about that.
No.
All right. So. Well, you want to know what's on tonight?
Yes, please.
All right. The biggest news is that Nashville is coming back tonight. Raina died earlier in the season. Spoiler alert. So now everybody is moving on. Deacon and others. That's Nashville. The newest season premiere at CMT at 9 o'clock tonight. You also have Hollywood Game Night starting up this summer. It's kind of a fun show. You've got stars from the NBC sitcom Superstore. Easy for me to say. Plus Sherry O'Terry, Natalie Morales, and others. Mosquito is new on Discovery. It examines the little teeny tiny creature causing big problems, including Victoria's favorite, the Zika virus, malaria, West Nile virus, and more, so you can get creeped out on Discovery at 9 o'clock. And has anybody watched The Gong Show? Because it started last week, and it was a little amusing. If you missed it, see it tonight, ABC at 10 with Dana Carvey.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Enlisted John Stamos and Sugar Ray singer Mark McGrath for a new version of Do It Again,
which was a big hit for the Beach Boys in the 1960s.
Mike Love shared the official track, which aired as part of the Capitol 4th. It was kind of cool to watch them all do that. I did see that. It was fun. Love says the new version of Do It Again features the same arrangement as the original, although he injected a stomping drum beat and beach guitar for a little extra rock and roll. Do It Again has been a part of the Beach Boys gig since, 68, 69, something there. It evokes memories of past summers while looking forward to new beginnings. And I think we capture that feeling in this recording with Mark McGrath and our honorary Beach Boy, John Stamos. He made such a big
deal. Kara's new boyfriend.
Finding, yeah, what a sweet guy.
I'm jealous.
For those who didn't hear it, it's a little late to play it now, but Kara had a nice conversation with John Stamos on the air last
week. Yeah, nice enough that we're dating now.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Good for
pretty
you.
Great.
Yeah, very nice. Love and the Beach Boys are going to continue their Wild Honey Tour starting today. They're in Rapid City, South Dakota, and they'll be on the road until November 18th. Can you imagine these guys out on the road? Pittsburgh is the final stop this year in the Beach Boys Tour. I've seen that version of Beach Boys. I've never seen Brian Wilson. I'd like to go see Brian Wilson. He's coming to Boston in September. It'll be kind of fun. Last month, the Beach Boys released a new box set, 1967 Sunshine Tomorrow, which calls recordings from the sessions that produced the band's two post-Pet Sounds records, Smiley Smile and Wild Honey. That's what you're listening to here.
Which, by the way, we played a song from for New Music Monday, and Doug hated it, so
yeah,
not a fan.
Really? That would have seemed like a slam dunk, Kara.
No, listen.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all, apparently.
Them all. Ed Sheeran has apparently not quit Twitter. Yesterday, I think Karen and I were talking about this off the air. I don't know if we made it on the air. He says, I'm just not going to read anything. So what is he doing? Is he going to post stuff? And then,
he's on tour, and so he normally posts a ton of, you know, every night at the tour, he'll take a picture of the audience, and then he normally posts that on Twitter and Instagram. So I guess he'll just post stuff and not read anything, which is probably a good way to go about doing Twitter, because especially if you're a celebrity, people say terrible things. And all of this apparently stemmed, he did an interview, and then Lady Gaga's fans took what he said to be about Lady Gaga and started saying terrible, terrible things to him. And it wasn't even about Lady Gaga. I'm not sure what he said, but yeah.
Well, she tweeted yesterday in his defense saying that, you know, he deserves all our love and respect like all human beings do. So she's working hard to get the online community to be about kindness and enough with this hatred.
Well, yeah, it must be frustrating for Lady Gaga because her entire thing is about being nice to people and lifting people up and not being mean, and then to have her entire fan army, whatever you want to call them, attack
the
someone
monsters.
For no reason. Yeah.
Oh, not good.
Bunga, bunga. Gaga even came to Sharon's defense, writing on Instagram that he, quote, deserves all our love and respect like all human do.
Remember how Victoria just said that 5 seconds ago?
Yes, I was.
He was just reiterating it.
Understore it, right? All right, where are we? It's we have time for Katy Perry. This is worth not much time anyway. Her latest commercial is supposed to promote her upcoming tour in Australia, but now the focus is on animal abuse. She said to her dog, "Let go, chase some koalas." It's supposed to be a joke, but koalas in Australia. Hello, are you that clueless lady? Right? I mean, that's basically...
Yeah, dogs kill over 100 koalas every year, so not well scripted.
Well, she's so interested in herself, it's hard to get anything else into the focus with her.
I do agree with that, 100%.
Yeah. All right, 28 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
In today's automotive news, Chrysler are giving away a brand new Pacifica, along with Amazon Family and the world's leading fitness expert, Jillian Michaels. The ultimate parent sweepstake could win you a grand prize of the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid minivan, a personalized family training session with Jillian Michaels, and a $1,000 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is register at ultimateparentsweeps.com. You can play the sweepstakes every day until July 14th. For ourautoexpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About 34 after the hour, the DJV show, Doug Jen Victoria. Kara Schilling's at the controls. Thankful for all the input that you send to us and vice versa, what we send out to you. Time now for Nature in the News on the DJV program. India is the focus for a really good effort. They've just planted over 66 million trees, volunteers in India, 66 million trees. If that is a verifiable number, that'll probably break the world record, ladies. And they set the world record in their country before. Last year, according to reports in the Indian news media, it planted 50 million trees in one day. The most ever planted anywhere on Earth, at least that's been recorded, in a 24-hour period. So this is an effort to help the environment. The environment in India, as you probably know or could guess, is horrible. They haven't done a great job of
the pollution,
getting rid of pollution.
Air pollution there is terrible.
Awful. Yeah, right. So reforestation is part of their commitment to their involvement in the Paris Climate Deal. They pledged to boost forest cover to 235 million acres in the next 15 years or so. So there's no official total yet for the cost of this project, but India says it'll spend $6 billion to reforest its country. They have there's little teeny trees. You've seen little trees from seedlings, like little tomato plants.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's what they bring around, and that's what they plant. So that's a lot of these trees don't live.
Yeah.
But it's a nice record. So even if only half of them survived, it's
right.
still...
Right. It's a big improvement.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yep, yep. Continuing with Nature in the News, Part 2. Andrew Snelling, disagreeing with a lot of geologists on the origins of the Grand Canyon. Ever wonder how those cuts have taken place? You look at the Grand Canyon, other places around the world, but the Grand Canyon is probably the best example of it. The chiseled effect of what Mother Nature has done on the rock and the river bottom and that sort of thing. So apparently these people that have wondered are getting a chance to prove what they have thought. This fellow Snelling, for example, has been trying to get permission to collect rocks in the Grand Canyon, but the park has denied him a permit. Huh?
You're not allowed to take rocks. It's like Stonehenge. Like, you can't take anything away from, because it's a national park, so you can't do that, but... I guess he's now has permission to do it. But the interesting thing about this story, though, is he's, and I forget what type of religious belief he has, but he is of the mindset that, like, Jesus rode on a dinosaur, like, it all happened at the same time. And so he's trying to prove that the Grand Canyon...
Jesus rode on a dinosaur?
You know those people that believe that dinosaurs and humans existed together?
Yeah.
That's a religious, it's part of a Christian thing.
Isn't it? Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, you would think. Yeah. But no, it is part of, like, if you go down to Jesus Land or whatever, I think it's in Florida, that's, they believe that man and dinosaurs existed at the same time.
There's a place in Florida called Jesus Land?
It's Jesus something, yeah. It was, yeah. Did you ever see the Bill Maher documentary, Religulous?
Yes.
He goes to it.
Religiosity or something?
Religulous.
Really? The only thing he ever has done that I agreed with. I thought it was a fabulous movie.
It's frankly. Right, but he goes to this Jesus Land.
Really?
This,
I missed
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and then he talks to the guy who plays Jesus and everything. But they believe, they actually have like a little kid dressed like sort of like, not even a caveman, well, sort of like that, and like riding a dinosaur.
Is this a theme park? The Holy
yes.
Land experience?
Yeah, it's, yes, it's their
it's a Christian
religious
theme
belief.
Park. Interesting.
Yep.
The Holy
it's
Land experience. Where
yeah.
in Florida is it, Kara?
Orlando.
Is it?
Of course.
Yeah. You can go to Disney and then
all
you can hop on over.
Yeah.
But there are people who take that very seriously, and I don't mean to
yeah,
laugh
no.
at anyone's
right.
religious
yeah.
beliefs.
Yes.
But
yep.
But this person, this Snelling guy, is a geologist, I guess, and he is of the that same belief. He's trying to prove that the Grand Canyon isn't nearly as old as we think it is, which he may run into some stumbling blocks, but that's what he's out to prove.
Yeah. All right, Nature in the News, Part 3. There's new definitive research on what happens to bees at the hands of pesticides. A lot of people debating. Not anybody has got any sense, but there are a lot of people who don't have any sense. They work for some of the big drug companies, and they work for the big chemical companies.
Yep.
How bad pesticides are for all of us. But most notably, most assuredly, it's having an effect on bees. And there are a couple of studies confirming that these pesticides that have been used on corn and soy kill the honeybees. Remember, the process of pollinization is how we get fruit, vegetable, flowers. The bees have to do their thing in order yeah. to have both sides get together. It's a sexual experience, and I say that not to be provocative, but it really is. There's it's sort of like sex planting an object into, for example, the silk of corn. In order for the corn to mature, it has to have a reason to grow. Like when you have a child, the reason, you know, they grow is because the sperm and the egg get together. Well, mm-hmm. this is kind of that same, I'm oversimplifying it, but that's basically what the process is.
Right.
So without the bees, we don't have food. And without food, oh, wait a minute. Without food, we get to eat all the things that are not food that are being produced by these same companies. Oh,
isn't
gee.
That interesting?
What a, isn't that a strange, just
wow.
a coincidence, I'm sure. Right. That all right. of the things that come to us that are basically petrified garbage that you eat, things that with preservatives up the yin-yang, no, that's just a coincidence.
Well, you know, we were talking yesterday about your girlfriend Deborah Harry, who's launched the Save the Bees T-shirt line,
yes.
and with her their new Blondie album,
yep.
Pollinator,
yep.
and she said that. And which is true, and I fact-checked that yesterday to make sure, but she said that we have to save honeybees because honeybees are responsible for one-third of our diets.
Yeah.
I mean, and it, I think it could even be more than that.
Growing up on the farm, that was one of the first things that I learned.
Yeah.
After being stung. All right. So now we're talking science. As a science, I go back and forth. Every day I love to dig into the realm of science in some way, shape, or form. There's always something going on and a story to tell that helps us relate to the scientific method. Remember when you learned that in high school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scientific method. Or maybe you learned it in junior high school.
Yeah, I think
and it's
earlier
great
than that, yep.
in theory, but oftentimes it disproves, science disproves itself. So now there are a number of scientists in our country trying to figure out why our birth rate is so low. I don't need scientists to tell that. We're told white people are deciding that we have too many people, or for whatever the reason, they only want one child or maybe two, and whether that's up with the fertility data or not. I think it's interesting to look at the ages. Women, 6% of women ages 15 to 44 gave birth in 2016, which is a low for the U.S. The rate decreased by 1% compared with the year before, and there are people concerned. Why would we be concerned? What we ought to be doing is lauding and applauding these people for doing the responsible thing and trying to get people who are overpopulating the planet to do the same thing, whatever it is. It's bringing the awareness that we have too many people on the planet. We can't feed them. We can't house them. We can't support them. There aren't enough jobs. So why is this such a mystery? All this, what's going on? What's going on is that they're using common sense. And the birth rate,
and birth
instead
control.
Of encouraging people to have more children, this is the irresponsibility of science. And people look at this and say, oh, my God, what's going on? That's wrong. Why does that mean something is wrong? What's wrong is the people in India are having, on average, 8 children per family.
Oh.
That's why the country is such a mess.
It's
and
true.
You can go to Israel, the native, isn't the people that come from Europe, actually. It's not the native Israelis, but the real conservatives that come in from parts of Europe that want to have 8 kids. The Hasidics from Los Angeles or wherever else they are, London, they go into Israel and they just keep having babies on top of babies. It's extraordinarily irresponsible. And I don't know that people say, well, who are you to say that? I'm telling you, this planet can't survive. Between what we just told you about the bees, about what the chemical companies are doing in terms of food, mm-hmm. and what's happening to American agriculture, which is my hotspot, as most of you know, because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, if we don't deal with these issues pretty damn soon, we're not only not going to be the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed our own population. Never mind outside the country. And that's going on in all, I mean, imagine India can't even come close to feeding even 40% of its population. They have to buy gobs of grain from Russia and from America. And
India has so much from Monsanto because it's sad, but that's the only food supply that they have at this point. It's all from Monsanto.
Yeah, right.
But, and you and I, Doug, have talked about this before. America does already have a big problem with being able to feed our own people. That's something we don't think about.
Good food.
But there are people who, you know, there are children without school lunch programs who don't eat in the summertime. They don't have food, you know. know? Yeah. And it's, we already have a problem with that. And then when you have 10 and 11 kids or 8 kids or
but
whatever it is.
That's a social problem. Victoria, that's a social problem. It's not a food problem per se because we don't have enough. We throw, look at how much food we throw away every day in this.
Oh, I know. I know.
That is regulated by government saying you can't redistribute it. What kind of morons are these people? People are starving and you're not going to give them food left over from a restaurant that they can't use? Get lost, you... Oh, my God.
I know. And then, you know, if you have 7 or 8 kids and we talk about all the environmental factors that promote cancer and the bad diets that we all have that give everyone type 2 diabetes, then where do you have the money to support the health of those children? Then it goes back to the system. It goes back to Medicaid. And you know, it's a vicious cycle. But it does, I agree with you, it does start with, you know, being smart about population control.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we've just told, we told you. All right. Anyway, there, let's, what do we do? We better have a word or two here, Carrie. You can push that blue button if you'd like.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, let's jet. Let's hello. Take two, Doug Arini.
Jet.
The Amelia Earhart case has opened up again. This is fascinating. I hope everybody listening knows who Amelia Earhart is, or actually was. There have been for years rumors that she survived landing on a small island and was taken captive by the Japanese. So, Victoria, is there something new to this?
Yeah, there's a new photo, apparently, that shows a picture of a woman who appears to be Amelia Earhart, same haircut, and she's also with a man who apparently resembles her co-pilot, Fred Noonan, after the crash, and they're standing, she's sitting and he's standing on the dock, surrounded by Japanese soldiers. And the photo and other details that point to her capture by the Japanese are part of a new two-hour special that's going to air, I believe, this coming Sunday on the History Channel. Mm-hmm. And it they have an FBI executive assistant director, Sean Henry. He's the former FBI. He is investigating all this evidence that supports the theory that she survived the crash landing in the Marshall Islands.
I just thought she did.
And that eventually she died in Japanese custody on the island of Saipan.
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 Saipan is north of Guam by about an hour in the Marianas in the western Central Pacific.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if more people dig into this now, but this photo seems to be the catalyst for this new investigation. Mm. The Japanese government, of course, says they have no record of her ever being in custody. That was their official statement.
Yeah. They have no record of it, which means absolutely nothing.
Right.
I've often thought that you know, this was 1937 when the Japanese would just be, they just were...
they weren't our friends then.
No, they were starting to take over all these islands, and we stood in Guam, but it was a tough stand to take, frankly, against them all. But that's how Guam became a protectorate of our country. 10 minutes for the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
A Bisparn?
Beg your pardon?
Well, did I know you look for Bisparn partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know.
Sure you are.
Absolutely. A Bisparn with the chairman would be an honor. And you know what, Mr. Dugan?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good Bisparn partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
And thus, the continuing focus on Apollo as part of the thread of the Rocky movies. That voice belonged to a character actor, and I can see him, but I can't remember his name, Chucker. The guy.
I don't know his name either, but he was awesome in that role. That's from Rocky, 1976. Sylvester Stallone's birthday today. Believe it or not, Doug, 71 years of age.
Yep, he's still at it, though. And he's been one of those people who's had work done on him physically, and he also has taken enough drugs to keep himself in shape, worked at it, but it hasn't affected. A lot of people who have tried to keep a body like he has, when they get to that age, they either die or they fall apart. It doesn't work.
That's an accurate analogy. I mean, look at a lot of the wrestlers who have had heart issues in their 40s, 50s, and from there's no secret. Stallone, you know, steroids, a lot of different stuff. I mean, he doesn't play center field for the New York Mets, so it's no big deal to me. But that is accurate. You know, I was thinking about before we went on the air playing that clip. I actually saw Rocky in 1976. At the Avenue Movie Theater in Brooklyn, New York, two blocks from where I lived. I went by myself. I was 11 years old. Yeah. I wouldn't let my daughter walk across the street 11 years old now by herself.
Yeah. And Strasburg, never mind New York.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so Chuck has got some movie news for us. A lot of things going on in the world of moviedom, if that's a word. We'll get to it in just a moment here.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
All right, 57 past the hour. Chucker, what's cooking?
Opening in theaters tonight, Doug. I'm going to go see it at 7 o'clock. Spider-Man Homecoming. This is the first time Spider-Man's been involved in his own full-length feature film from Marvel Studios. Reviews are very positive. It's expected to have a $100 million-plus opening weekend. Now, next weekend, there's War of the Planet of the Apes, which is getting great reviews. That one's tracking at around a $65 million opening weekend, which is very solid for that franchise. Although it's a 20th Century Fox film, this is good news for Warner Brothers because it hired that director, Matt Reeves, to helm its Batman movie, which is going to star Ben Affleck, which will be out sometime in 2019. By all accounts, this guy is a really top-notch talent, and I think for fans of Batman, that's really good news. Other news, filming wrapped this week on Jurassic World 2, subtitled Fallen Kingdom. Good news here, Jeff Goldblum reprises his role of Dr. Ian Malcolm from the original trilogy. Also co-stars Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howard, who will return for the second go-around.
Can't wait. Where's it?
You don't love Jurassic World, Doug?
Ah, good God. You watch those dinosaurs eat people? Half their bodies hanging out of their mouths or they're chewing on them?
I got one interesting story. I don't know a lot about it. I just read it today. HBO is going to do a movie called My Dinner with Hervé. Andy Garcia is going to play Ricardo Montalban and Peter Dinklage of...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.